from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, digital rights groups are slamming the Supreme Court over its decision to uphold the federal law banning TikTok beginning Sunday unless it's sold by its parent company. The court held Friday the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China overcomes concerns about limiting speech by the app or its 170 million users in the U.S. The court's decision means new users won't be able to download the app and updates won't be available. New Jersey lawmakers are pushing hard to restore what's known as the SALT deduction. For a long time, New Jersey residents were able to deduct all of their state income tax and property taxes off their federal taxes. That changed in 2017 when federal lawmakers put a $10,000 cap on the deduction for married couples, hurting those in high-tax states. Congressman Josh Gottheimer has introduced legislation to fully restore the state and local tax deduction.
The SALT cap hasn't just been bad for families, it's been bad for our state's economy. We are losing people and businesses and jobs. These are key jobs for our families. And of course, the tax revenue that comes along with it.
Co-sponsors of the measure include Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Tom Keene. New Jersey Attorney General Plotkin announced Thursday that the Division of Consumer Affairs sent letters to thousands of state businesses reiterating that selling flavored vapor products is against the law.
The letters were sent as part of a multi-state enforcement initiative to tackle the illegal sales of e-cigarettes, vapes, and other similar items. A release from Plotkin's office emphasized that these products are especially attractive to children and have been linked to a nationwide uptick in adolescent tobacco consumption. The Garden State became the first state to prohibit the sales of these products back in 2020. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Port Monmouth is scheduled to receive $10 million worth of beach and dune replenishment this fall. Congressman Frank Pallone announced yesterday that the work will specifically bulk up the dunes of Port Monmouth. The beach replenishment, along with completion of the Port Monmouth flood control project, will help protect the area from future storms. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. The U.S. Department of Transportation is suing Southwest for chronically delayed flights. They are also fining Frontier $650,000, also for lousy on-time performance. They already fined JetBlue $2 million for similar issues. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 334 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Avenue, Ewing, or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, now less than 48 hours away from our next potential chance of snow. So it's time to start talking seriously about accumulations, but please follow the latest and see an actual snow forecast map in my weather blog at nj1015.com. I will be updating that through the weekend. Increasing clouds and quiet weather tonight. It'll be chilly with lows near 30. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a quick round of rain showers, mainly in the afternoon. Most of New Jersey just wet tomorrow. A limited risk of wintry mix in the northwest hills. Highs tomorrow, mid-40s, then down to the lower 30s. Much colder Sunday with sun and clouds. Snow likely in the afternoon and evening hours. I'm thinking accumulations in the light to moderate category. Let's say 2 to 4 inches, but there's still a lot of wiggle room in that forecast. Monday turns very cold. Highs only lower 20s. Daytime wind chills in the single digits. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Flemington 37, Freehold 39, Pennsville 42. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Koala Insulation. Specializing in helping homeowners and businesses stay comfortable year-round while saving on energy costs. Call 844-44-KOALA. Or visit koalainsulation.com to schedule your free insulation evaluation today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.